songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Blinded by love.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Original Music here on Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Imbehan, from the studios of KSRQ 90.1 in Thief River Falls. We're also called Pioneer 90.1. The reason for that is the local college at which we're located, their sports nickname is the Pioneers. So, good time tonight. It's a gorgeous evening in Thief River Falls. We're live, and that's the way we like it. That was Molly Maher and the Disbelievers. According to her Reverb Nation page, it says, if it's possible for a band to own a town, then Molly Maher and her band of Disbelievers have been about as close as it gets to holding the keys. Molly's been the reigning queen of the Twin Cities scene. Aside from being an incomparable singer and songwriter with compelling depth and soul, and cutting some tremendously engaging CDs, she has shared the stage with some of the best acts in the country, among them Los Lobos. And the rest of the band, the Disbelievers, are guitarist Eric Koskinen, who is a fine solo artist in his own right. He's a force to be reckoned with as a songwriter, and Paul Bergen, whose guitar playing has to be seen to be believed. Noah Levy on drums, who's better off being Googled because his resume is just too long to be printed. And Frankie Lee on bass, who is a master of subtlety and understatement, and like his bandmates, a formidable songwriter and singer. You will not see more talent performing more tightly on any stage anywhere. And tonight, folks, it's Twin Spins night. Yes, we're doubling up on our artists, two for one. And so that means we have to play another song by Molly Maher and her Disbelievers. Here's Cast Your Bread, and you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. Maher and her Disbelievers. I'd like to hear that group in person. I'd like to hear all the groups we have scheduled tonight, because we got some pop, we got some folk, we got some bluesy things, we have some and roots music. So wow, yeah. Up next, a man from Waite Park, Minnesota. We love this gentleman's name's Dave Coffell. In his own words, "I've seen a lot of sadness, unkindness, stupidity, and disease. I've watched death in several forms, not all of them bad. I've seen birth, and it's both beautiful and horrible. I've traveled too many parts of the world, met all kinds of people, rich, poor, content, dissatisfied, hedonic, hungry, greedy, selfless, distracted, focused, educated, ignorant, inebriated, and sober." His 2012 CD, titled No Substitute for You, garnered the talents of John Wilbur, Jim Karen, Randy Mickelberg, and Adam Hammer. We're going to do two songs by Dave tonight, and the first one's titled Dreamin'. We're going to follow that up with One of Three. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew Music Show.
Got dreamy eyes and a dreamy smile. You've got me dreaming I might stay a while. Won't you come here, darling, and dream a while with me? You've got kisses so divine. I want to make you mine. Won't you come here, darling, and dream a while with me? Well, I lay back and I close my eyes. In my dreams, I see your smile. Won't you tell me, darling, what it is I have to do to make my dreams come true? You got me dreaming all the time, and I want to make you mine. Won't you come here, darling, and dream a while with me?
Songwriting is a funny thing. Everyone writes differently. You get some people that, you know, treat it like a business, sit down like Jack London used to do, write 18 hours a day without a word processor. Some people are just very dedicated that way. They say if you want to be successful and sell your music, place it with other artists, that's what you have to do. But I'm kind of typical of a lot of songwriters myself. I just wait for inspiration to hit me. I don't care if I write 50 songs a year or five. Doesn't matter to me because I'm not in it for the money. But here's what Leonard Cohen has to say. Quote, I'm writing all the time, and as the songs begin to coalesce, I'm not doing anything else but writing. I wish I were one of those people who wrote songs quickly, but I'm not. So it takes me a great deal of time to find out what the song is. Here's another one by Dave Coffell, titled One of Three.
Her there, you know she might miss me, but I don't care. And if she calls and says she's coming around here again, gonna pack my bags, grab the car keys, and gonna fly. Comes around here talking my friend. Gonna grab my guitar, head out the back door, gonna fly.
Dave Coffell. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. And up next, a gentleman named Steve Call with his Brass Kings. They play old-time instruments in very unexpected ways. With metal-bodied resophonic guitars, washtub bass, and washboard, they chart the Bermuda triangle of old-time, Middle Eastern, and bluegrass music, shifting from jug band chugging into wild improvisational, some of these words are getting me tonight, rock, as they blend folk music traditions into a pulsing groove. Steve Call and the Brass Kings, this first song by them this evening is titled Tin Man.
with some English tin and some silver wire. I'll make them shine to your heart's desire. To your heart's desire. To your heart's desire. Make them shine to your heart's desire.
She smiles from the machine and pours a
same cup of coffee a thousand times more for sleepless tycoons on this strip of 44. Underneath her uniform is the tattoo of a climbing rose. Dreams don't die, they just get worn under your working
Kings. John Lennon said, "Songwriting is about getting the demon out of me. It's like being possessed." There's a lot of truth to that, I think. I'd like to remind you that Pioneer 90.1 will have a booth at Riverfest next weekend. And stop on down Friday night, the Johnny Home Band, Shell Shock and Gravel Highway. Saturday, the Kentucky Headhunters, The Four on the Floor, Tammy Lee and the Northern Lights, COG, Broken Glass, and Jordan Johnsrud, whose mother is my health coach. So come on down to Riverfest next weekend, August 5th and 6th. Say, folks, if you're down St. Croix Falls Way, that's St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, a short drive from the Twin Cities, yours truly will be playing with the Rockin' Relics this coming Saturday, 8 to midnight, at the Dell's House. Dell's House was there when I was a little boy, so, wow. Been around a long time. Up next, a gentleman who started life out as a drummer. But we can forgive him for that. He's originally from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, attended Iowa State University, graduating in 2007. He's played music around the country and shared the stage with artists such as Mary J. Blige, OAR, don't know that artist, Joan Jett, and Sound Tribe, Sector 9. I must be getting old. I don't know some of those. He currently lives in Chicago and splits his time between drumming, teaching, and producing and engineering records for local bands and songwriters. Here's the first of two by Creston Hyde, titled Say the Word.
Am I going? Okay.
Honey, ain't it funny? We've been skating uphill all these years. Running, I'm tired of running. tired of holding back all my tears. So say the word, say the word, and I'm say the word, and I'm gone. Laughing, we used to be laughing, and holding each other in our arms. Smashing, now you're smashing all my pictures out on the lawn. So say the word, say the word, and I'm say the word, and I'm gone. Lying, we were lying, and fool, we both played the part. Driving, I'll be on the road again, stick my hands in the wind when I'm free.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, we're going to wedge some beer news in between Christian Hyde's songs. This is from a July 20th article on Bring Me the News by Adam. This is one of those names you can get yourself in trouble with. U-R-E-N. What is it, folks? Is it urine? Urine? Not sure, but here goes. Making the rounds this week online was a story saying that Coors Light will start selling 60 packs of its beer just in Wisconsin. The blog site College Peep Show posted this last week saying Miller Coors has announced a Wisconsin pack containing 60 12-ounce cans of Coors Light to celebrate the brand overtaking Bud Light as the best-selling beer in the state. It came complete with a Miller Coors statement that references Wisconsin's status as America's binge drinking capital. Collectively, no other citizens drink beer like Wisconsin's, it said. It would end up being on the shelf too long to be practical. By comparison, the Wisconsin consumer will drink a 60-pack in little more than a week. They drink more beer than I do. The post, which include a couple of pictures of Coors Light 60-packs, gained traction with word spreading on Reddit and a handful of news agencies, including Buzzin 102.9 in the Twin Cities, which said, now there's another reason to go to Wisconsin. Unfortunately for beer fans, though, it's a hoax, one that was busted on Wednesday by City Pages, which got it straight from the horse's mouth. The post making its way around the social media is completely made up. Jonathan Stern, head of media relations for Miller Coors, told City Pages, we regret any confusion it may have caused. It's such a shame as well, because people were so happy. Now, get this. The pictures in the College Peep Show post came from Canada, where Coors Light is actually sold in 60 packs in some of the part of the country. So that's where you need to go for a mega-sized fix of beer. Here's another tune by Christian Hyde titled The Sailor and the Sea. You're listening to Homebrew.
And I'll watch and I'll wait. And there's no just into time. And the thing about the trees is they grow up and down, never side to side, my friend. Because the roots grow deeper in the underground, that's the only thing on which I
next, Nikki and the Roommates with Flying Low. On Homebrew. Thank you.
and the Roommates as we do twin spins, double plays tonight on Minnesota Homebrew. They're comprised of Nikki Rue, Rich Rue, different spellings, John Olson and Jimmy T. Here's their second contribution titled I Am Your Angel. Just chatting with Bob Muscovitz about songwriting, because it appears that us old guys are kind of both in a slump. and can't find the inspiration. Well, I don't know who Nick Cave is. Probably says more about me, but it's what he has to say about songwriting. Inspiration is a word used by people who aren't really doing anything. I go into my office every day that I'm in Brighton and work. Whether I feel like it or not is irrelevant. So I guess they say if you, out of every 10 songs you write, there's 9 crappy ones and 1 good one. You still got to write those 10 songs to get to the good ones. So I think he probably has a point. Well, up next, the Step Rockets with a duo. They're an indie alternative 4-member band comprised of Josh Von Mink, Josh Schmidt on guitar and vocals, Brady Lilly on guitar and vocals, Anthony Schultz on bass and synth, and Johnny Sin on drums. Here's the Step Rockets with Phantom Flowers. End the night with a tune by the Step Rockets again, titled Kisser. Thanks for joining us, and God willing, we'll be back next Thursday live here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Your body's so warm, your skin is so soft, you're turning it tight. and meaning has no way. You have to be a little cruel to take out the pain before you put my body in. Hey.
Leave a light, leave a little of a light on. Kiss her once, kiss her twice to keep the light on. Leave a light, leave a little of a light on. Kiss her once, kiss her twice to keep.
Kiss her once, kiss her twice to keep.